God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. So there are three kinds of people listening to my voice right now. Don't you love when people do that? You know, the three kinds of people in this world. And then they have a whole year-long series on three groups of people, and every week it's a different group of people. So yeah, this is a little funny that way, but I will say there are three kinds of people in the world. The first group is found in Proverbs 27:1, where the Bible says, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow." Why? "For thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." So are those who brag about what they will do. You know, it's always a risky proposition to talk about what you will do, because you're spending capital that you may not have. We don't know about tomorrow. We're spending capital that we do not yet have. I heard an older preacher once talk about the fact that he was playing pickup football with some friends once, and this particular pastor had been a really good athlete in high school. He'd been a football star in high school, maybe in college, I'm not sure. But someone had said, "Hey, do you want to play a game of pickup football?" And so he said, "Yeah, I'd love to." And he started throwing the football around and running routes and catching the ball and so on. And he said, "You know, I realized that I had made a bargain with my lips that my legs could not keep." And sometimes we do that. We make a bargain with our life, with our lips rather, that our life cannot keep. So boast not thyself of tomorrow. Why? "For thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." So there are those who brag about what they will do. Now this is somewhat of a couplet. So the second verse in Proverbs is kind of on the same lines. "Let another man praise thee and not thine own mouth." Don't brag on yourself. Let someone else praise you. "A stranger and not thine own lips." You know, whenever you hear someone that talks all the time about how well they have done, you wonder, you know, what they are doing right now. It's like the old adage, the older I get, the better I was. You know, just recently I was thinking about the best 1 mile time I'd ever run in my life back in college. And I was rather impressed. Either my memory has gotten frail, which it probably has, or I've just gotten really slow, which I know it has. Or, you know, I'm just old enough now where I think, wow, that was a great time back when I was 20 years old. So those who brag of tomorrow and those who brag about what they have done are lacking in action. And that is perhaps the third group of people. There are those who speak of what they will do. There are those that speak of what they have done. And then there are those who just do. Verse 11 says it this way, "My son, be wise and make my heart glad, that I may answer him that reproacheth me." So what are we saying here? We're saying, regardless of what people say about me, my answer is just the kid I put out there. In Psalm 127:5, the Bible says that children are like the arrows in the hand of a mighty man. They're a defense against old age. They will discuss with my enemies in the gate. The gate in those days, in Bible times, is where civic trials were held, civil, you know, arguments were held. And you know, when I have children, they are my defense. They are my arrows. And so I protect them when they're young, and they protect me when I'm old. And the point is, look, regardless of what you may think of someone, what they're putting out in the world really speaks louder than anything they actually say. So for instance, I preach frequently. Which would you give greater weight? What I say in a 30-minute sermon, or what my kids say by their actions? Now, I know there may be something not always consistent about that. Maybe, you know, maybe I'm doing well and my kids have a bad day. I understand that. And saying this scares me to death, but it doesn't change the fact that you're going to put more weight on what you see my family do and what they may say of me than what I say of myself. That just holds a lot of weight. Well, you say, "Will, I don't have any children." Well, you may not have children, but the actions you're putting out in the world, those speak for you more eloquently than anything you actually say. It's not that what you say is not important. It is important, but what you do is really important, because that communicates. Years ago, my neighbor of 35 years here on the Bill Rice Ranch had grown up on a farm in Massachusetts. He wasn't a cowboy. He was a farmer. He wasn't in Texas. He was in Massachusetts. But he loved horses. And by the way, he was a splendid horseman. Well, when he was a young man, one day some of the farm kids were trying to gentle a horse. They were trying to what we call break a horse. He was a bronc, you might say, back in the 1900s. And they were just taking turns being launched off this horse's back because they couldn't stick with him. They couldn't stay on. And he was bucking and they were flying. And one Saturday they were doing this and a guy rode down the road. He was a Mormon missionary. He was on a bicycle and he had a white shirt and a tie. And he rode up and got off his bike and just went to the edge of the corral and put his arms up in the corral and just watched the goings on there, watched one farm boy after another get tossed into the air, and observed very quietly. And then he said to the guys there gathered, he said, "Hey, would you mind if I had a try?" Well, they all looked at each other and kind of snickered, I think, because they thought, what is this pilgrim? What is he trying to get into? If we can't stick with the horse, how can this guy? And they said, "Sure, try it." He said, "Okay, well, I'll tell you what, I'll be back next week." Well, the next week he rode up on the same bicycle, but this time he was wearing Wrangler jeans and some cowboy boots. And I don't remember, but I think Mr. Purple, my neighbor, telling me that he was from Montana. So what they didn't know was he wasn't from Massachusetts. What they didn't know was he was from Montana. And what they didn't know was he'd grown up on a ranch. And he promptly crawled over the railing and approached the horse and got on the horse and gentled the horse and rode him out. And they were all shocked. You know, sometimes you might be surprised. Some guy that's dressed up rather prim and proper may be able to do more than you suppose. The bottom line is that man's actions spoke louder than any words he said. And he kind of rode off in the sunset on his bicycle. What is the opposite of all this? The upshot is be a person of action. There are those who boast of what they will do. There are those who boast of what they have done. And there are those who simply do. At the end of the day, in the end of your life, whether you have children in your family or your children are merely the actions that you've taken, in both cases, people will judge you not merely by the things that you say, but by the things you do and the choices you make.